At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
Channel 1 is a 10-minute daily newscast plus 2 minutes of commercials that is beamed into 12,000 American middle, junior, and high schools with more than 8 million students. Channel 1 is highly controversial. Many parents object to its biased news reports and especially to its commercials, which advertise junk foods, soft drinks, and sexy movies. Parents won a great victory in February when the Alabama Board of Education voted to recommend that Channel 1 stop advertising unhealthy foods or movies or television programs with objectionable ratings. Furthermore, if local school systems continue to use Channel 1, they should monitor the programs and evaluate them for content that affects food choices and healthy lifestyles. The Board of Education hearing drew vocal opponents of Channel 1, who charged that Channel 1 exposes students every day to ads for junk food, medicines, and violent movies. Former Lieutenant Governor Jerry Beasley, one of Alabama's most prominent trial lawyers, joined forces with John Giles, leader of the Christian Coalition of Alabama, and Eagle Forum leaders to urge the board to banish Channel 1 from Alabama schools. Beasley, a grandfather of 4 public school students, said what concerned him most was the sexual content and violent language of Channel 1 programs. Giles said too many Channel 1 programs fall into what he called the pollution of pornography. While not banning Channel 1, the Board of Education voted 5-1 in favor of careful monitoring of content by local school personnel and recommended that Channel 1 refrain from advertising high sugar, high fat, or low nutritional value food or drink products, over-the-counter medicines, or movies and television shows that receive an MPAA rating for sexual, violent, or drug content.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum, the national pro-family organization. Are your kids watching TV at school? For more information on this dangerous influence in our classrooms, write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the report on Channel 1. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
Cardivite.
Cardivite. We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardivite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, now the man who says a balanced diet is a cookie at each hand, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. Yesterday, I was a little confused, which is nothing unusual for an old dumb farm boy, but I'll tell you what. We were talking about, and I didn't have the information with me yesterday. I did correct it because one of our listeners corrected it for me. But I do have the information today, and we do have the largest trade deficit ever. And the experts tell us that it is going to lead to a rate hike as far as interest rates from the Federal Reserve System is concerned. Now, I'm looking at this trade deficit. $61 billion in February. They say this was driven by a rise in oil prices, Chinese textile imports, and foreign-made pharmaceuticals, along with a jillion other things that they sell at Walmart, okay? Now, it is heading toward an annual deficit of $717 billion. In other words, by the end of the year, and I don't know if they're using a fiscal year or the 12-year period, but whatever it is, they're talking about in 12 months' time, $717 billion that are no longer in this nation. They're scattered around, a lot of it, to China. Now, last year, we thought we had a bad situation when we had a deficit of $549 billion. But this year, it'll be $717 billion unless something happens between now and the end of this particular year. That means that we have purchased $717 billion more stuff than we have sold as a nation. We've purchased from foreign countries $717 billion more than we have sold to foreign countries. Let me give you some more figures here. And we talk about the oil crisis. And here we've got much of this is due to the oil. But non-petroleum products, $117.4 billion. Imports of consumer goods rose 2% in February, led by drugs, clothing, and toys. And I mentioned this yesterday. These figures are for February because, you know, we're halfway through the middle of April. I mean, we're almost to the middle of April, but the government takes them that long to, it takes them all of March and 2 weeks in April to figure out what we did in February. Okay. Computers are supposed to speed all that up. Seemed to me like when they did the bookkeeping on yellow pads with handheld calculators, they got along a lot faster. But things have changed. Anyway, drugs, clothing, and toys are some of the things that we have purchased that have gone up. Imports of Chinese textiles. Now, I've mentioned this time and time again because I have sons that are in the Carolinas. And they can tell you how many jobs have been lost in the textile industry and in the furniture industry. And that was mostly what was manufactured there in North and South Carolina, textiles and furniture. And they're gone. It's out of business. Anyway, Chinese textile imports rose almost 10%, 9.8%. And we purchased $2.08 billion February. Of just Chinese textiles. In the first 2 months of the year, Chinese textile imports were up 62.4% from the same period in 2004. Now, there's a reason for that, because we removed some trade barriers. So they were getting ready, and they fired that stuff in here. But anyhow, you can see what's happening to the money in this nation, which is very rapidly leaving this nation. Now, let's go back to the Federal Reserve program. Alan Greenspan has been raising interest rates just a little bit at a time. What did he raise it? A quarter of a point, I think, the last two or three quarters. A quarter of a point isn't very much. Interest is still relatively low. Low compared to what? Well, I'm comparing interest rates to what happened back in the 1980s when interest hit 20, 21, 21. I think it topped out at 21.5%, the prime did. So anyhow, this deficit is a serious, serious situation. Now, just for whatever it's worth, I'm looking at, and it's not really the prospectus, but someone who has looked at General Motors has put some figures together. General Motors has a debt of $300 billion. General Motors owes $300 billion. Now, see, I was caught in this thing back in the early 80s. You know, farmers had a lot of money borrowed. I was one of them, and interest went from 6% to 18% in my case. I never paid over 18% interest. But it went on up to 20 and 21%. Now, General Motors has a $300 billion debt. What if interest were to go to 20% like it did back in the early 1980s? According to Jason Hommel, he's a financial genius, supposedly, here. I don't know him. But he says for every 1 point that interest rates rise, General Motors debt will cost an additional $3 billion in annual interest payments. Where's GM going? To get another $3, $6, $9 billion if interest goes up by 1 or 2 or 3%. And then he makes some more comparison. He says that is bigger than Enron, Global Crossing, LTCM, Kmart, and the Iraqi war all put together. In other words, we owe a lot of money in this country. And when interest rates go up, you're going to see some big companies perhaps go down. When we come back, we'll go to our guest. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
My guest today is Dave Bradshaw. He's senior editor of Swiss America's Real Money Perspective. Dave, good morning, and it's good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, it's good to be with you. I'm trying to fill those big Craig Smith shoes, but I'll do my best to tell you the truth for the sake of God and country.
Okay. Now, you heard my monologue as we went into the program, did you not?
I did.
Okay. What about this tremendous trade deficit here? $700 and some billion that's going out of this country every year? And that's just this year. It'll probably increase, will it not?
Yes, it appears to be on a trajectory. The $700 billion is conservative. I've now seen numbers ranging between $800 and $900 billion, particularly considering that China, who celebrated their new year in February, which kind of kept the deficit with China down to where it will probably balloon in March. We do have that combined with the oil in the $50 plus range that many analysts now are saying we should expect. It really does produce a gargantuan deficit that most people don't really understand that kind of a deficit is literally exporting our freedom, to those other countries that are holding our debt. And the numbers get so astronomical that, it just boggles the mind, and we don't really understand how it all boils down. But like you said, that, for every dollar, what was it you said? Was it every dollar you said, or for every?
Well, for every point the interest rates go up.
Yeah.
Refinancing General Motors' $300 billion debt would be another $3 billion.
Right. And in a similar way, what we have is, for every penny that gas goes up, they estimate it sucks about $14 billion out of our wallets that we would spend on other things. So we have this sort of double whammy thing going on here. The debt, there is a point where it's not sustainable. And this is the point that...
Okay, let me interrupt right there. What's going to happen when it becomes unsustainable?
Well, we'll have... as you said, interest rates, the banks will scramble to try to cover by raising interest rates. You know, the Fed has tried to keep this thing on a even keel and try to do it very gradually, just like they gradually brought the rates down to a negative rate almost, you know.
Yeah, they almost paid you to borrow money there for a little while.
Yeah, exactly. And so now we're looking at the reverse of it, where they're ratcheting it up virtually every time they meet. And that means the cost of, you know, everything goes up because, you know, mortgages, you know, the whole real estate boom, which some people call a bubble, you know, is could easily meet a pin with rates raising as they are. So what happens when the debt becomes unsustainable is that you begin to see literally a crushing of the middle class and political chaos that spills out.
And we need to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
And we're back. We're visiting today with Dave Bradshaw. He's the senior editor of Swiss America's Real Money Perspective. And Dave, we're talking about this, what's going to happen when I keep looking at General Motors, because I don't guess anybody owes any more money except for some of these foreign countries. Now, there's a lot of foreign countries that there's no way they're ever going to be able to get out of debt. But America's one of them, but we're looking at like Argentina and many of those countries that are down in this CAFTA area, Central America area. They owe more money than they'll ever be able to pay the interest on. Now, when it hits General Motors, which owes $300 billion, and as this writer says, it's bigger than Enron, Global Crossing, TCLM, Kmart, and the Iraqi War all put together, what will happen? And you mentioned it's going to crush the middle class, but hey, General Motors is not a middle class. What are you looking for here, Dave?
Well, yeah, in the last few weeks we have seen a lot of shock coming from GM reporting, you know, that they had very weak earnings. I think we saw their stocks dropped over 10% in one day, and some people are beginning to ask, what happens if General Motors turns into junk? Who's going to follow? And basically, you know, there's a philosophy out there that GM and the U.S. government are you've heard it said, too big to fail. You know what I mean?
That's not right.
Yeah. But, you know, people fail every day on various different levels. And what I see happening, I saw the GE Capital shut down one of their credit facilities. it seems to me that the, so to speak, the smarter rats are leaving the ship early right now, and so, you know, what happens is that it creates a complete discontinuity in the global balance. When the debt gets out of whack, the dollar's value, which has already dropped 30 to 40% in the last 3 or 4 years, is on a downward trajectory that is accentuated when the debt gets so high. And so we have all the makings for a global financial meltdown. That because as the U.S. goes, so goes the rest of the world. We're the engine of growth. And so getting back to this oil price going up and interest rates going up, every tick that it goes up, it takes money out of the consumer economy, which drives the global economy. And, you know, we're looking at, if the U.S. slips back into a recession, it's going to be an unusual recession because we've got inflating prices and a slowing economy because of the oil and the debt crisis. And so it puts us into a thing called stagflation, which is one of those words that's not used too often because it doesn't happen too often. But we saw that in the 70s. We saw that prices of new goods and services could be rising dramatically while other types of assets and labor are dropping. And it's the worst of all scenarios. So we think that now is a time that people, you know, there's not a whole lot you and I, Derry, can do about the trade deficit. You know, it's something that is a global or a national figure. But there is something we can do about, say, starting to live within our means or maybe even below our means and save more in anticipation of crisis in the future. And this is something that, you know, we've trumpeted far and wide, that America's got a real big drug problem right now, and it's called debt. And we just, the bigger the addiction gets, the harder the fall later. And so we're in many ways skating on very thin ice right now. And I think that, even Paul Volcker recently said that the circumstances are dangerous as he can remember in his lifetime. You remember, he was the president.
He was the Federal Reserve chairman for a long time.
Exactly. And you've got people like Robert Rubin saying, I've been involved in issues for a long time. And by the way, I don't take a lot of my information from him. But even he says that I think we're at the most critical juncture in our economy in my lifetime. And so here we are, whistling by the graveyard, that you can turn on any of the financial channels, and they're talking about the next bull market around the corner and this and that, the outlook for this year for stocks is continues to be good. We're looking for Dow 11,000 and this and that, and you know, it's just amazing to step back and look at it and see how we can misunderstand so much. I mean, going to Greenspan himself, I mean, it was Alan Greenspan who some time ago said that the once in the absence of a gold standard, the currencies become worthless over time. And that's where we are right now. And that's why the good news, if there is any, with regard to the deficits rising and all the other problems that we have, is that we can take some steps to prepare and protect ourselves from it, so that we can actually help out those who don't take steps down the road, and particularly our family, friends, and community. And you know, I think that that right now is a time in which we need to get our house in order and not buy into the consumerism, which is driving these trade deficits up so high.
I mean, you mentioned crushing the middle class a while ago, but I have an article coming out that I got from some individuals that are working with homeless people,
mm-hmm.
and they found out that many of who they thought were people that were in their neighborhood that had jobs and did have jobs, still have jobs, are becoming homeless, mainly because they just can't afford to do the things that we're doing with this highly inflated economy that we're in. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Dave Bradshaw here, editor of Real Money Perspectives. I'm sitting in this month for Craig Smith, who can be heard 6 nights a week now between midnight and 6 a.m. hosting America at Night. And it's streaming online at AmericaAtNight.com. Don't miss it. It's an exciting new program. So far at Real Money Perspectives this month, we've reported that stocks are going nowhere based on oil prices rising. We last week even had projections over $100 per barrel and that could hurt the growth over the next few years. In other news, we reported that 50% of Americans are now worried about a dirty bomb going off somewhere here in the United States. So terrorism worries are still prominent in the public. And then yesterday, the news of the U.S. trade deficit soaring to $61 billion and over a dozen new scandals hitting Wall Street. All the while, the U.S. dollar is resuming its downward path, and gold is firmly above $425 an ounce. And those are just a few of the dozens of new headlines that we post daily at SwissAmerica.com in the Real Money Perspective feature, which is also carried at the news section of DerryBrownfield.com. Today I'd like to make a very special offer to your listeners. It's our newest 36-page magazine and a 35-minute audio CD entitled Economic Solutions for the 21st Century. Here's why I think every listener needs to read and listen to Economic Solutions. First of all, the 21st century has brought on an unexpected paradigm shift from a stock-driven era to a new commodity-driven era. USA Today, Wall Street Journal both confirm this. In fact, USA Today says, we may be past the dawn of a great commodities bull market, but it could yet be early morning. Swiss America CEO Craig Smith says we're witnessing the end of an era and a renaissance in hard moral money. But to understand this, what he calls 3D economics, we must understand the dollar, deficits, and the debt, and how to prepare for the likely changes that they'll bring about over the next decade or two. In this issue, you'll discover why you must diversify into assets that offer an inverse relationship to your dollar holdings. You'll discover why the Wall Street Journal says you don't have to be rich to invest in coins. The lower end of the market is booming too, end quote. You'll discover that financial wisdom is defined as the ability to judge which investments represent good judgment over time. There's also an exclusive interview and article by Pat Boone. So, all in all, this 23rd annual edition of Real Money Perspectives is packed with helpful news, insightful views on how to develop a long-term economic solution strategy in a short-term oriented world. Get your free magazine and CD, please, by calling now, 800-289-2646, which simply spells 1-800-BUY-COIN. Again, that number, 800-289-2646, or simply 800-BUY-COIN, online at SwissAmerica.com, and be sure to tell them that Derry said to call.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, the man who says 43% of all statistics are worthless, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Thank you, Dave, for that information. And I just happened to be looking at the Real Money Perspective that you were talking about during your three-minute commercial, the Non-Economic Solutions for the 21st Century. It's a slick-page magazine, really, really, really nice, a lot of good information in it. And in the magazine, you mentioned something that I was not aware of. Now, I did know that the Federal Reserve, we got along without a central bank here in the United States from 1776 until 1913 when the Fed took over. But in your perspective here, you make the comment that a 1913 dollar today is worth 2 cents.
Yeah, I mean, that says it all. I mean, again, going back to what Greenspan said, in the absence of a gold standard, you know, our currencies become worthless over time, and we can see it. The problem is for most people is that it happens so slowly that we don't really, you know, we don't really perceive it. It's only when we have these rapid increases, such as oil or gas prices jumping up as they have, and interest rates rising. Again, it's sort of like the frog in the kettle thing. You know, you put them in there and you turn it on low, and at first it seems like a nice bath, and soon, you know, it toasts them. And what we're trying to do at Swiss American have been for two decades is simply trying to say, and I think perhaps Henry David Thoreau summed it up best. He said,
The characteristic of wisdom is not to do desperate things. And what we have today, Derry, is a world that is very desperate. There are very desperate social problems. We could talk about that. There are very desperate economic and political conundrums that are, and virtually no one is presenting solutions. So what we try to do online at SwissAmerica.com and in our Real Money Perspectives magazine is to bring together the kind of the multitude of wisdom on the issue. And so we feature articles, you know, by Craig Smith, but also by John Wagoner from USA Today. They say that, that real assets create real wealth. So on the plus side of all the negative news is that there, if you position yourself right, actually there'll be a lot of people that become very wealthy during a financial crisis. It's happened in every time during history, even going back to the Great Depression. There were a lot of millionaires made because they had foresight. They could see, they could see where things were going and position themselves in a way so that essentially they were able to buy things pennies on the dollar.
I was going
to
say, anybody that had any money during the Depression, if they didn't get rich, it was their own fault. Because, you know, you could buy farmland for just dollars an acre. You could buy just anything, and you could hire help for practically nothing. Yes. But the problem was nobody had any money. And looking back, during the 1980s, when the farmland was, let's go back into the 70s. Farmland was selling for $2,000 or $3,000 an acre in Iowa and northern Illinois and some of this better farmland. And then it went down to a few $100 an acre. But the people that wanted to buy farmland didn't have the $300 to buy $3,000 an acre land with. Had they of, it's back up to $3,000 again.
That's right. And so most people are pretty busy with life to try to figure out all the ins and outs of what's going on, Derry. You know, we're in a very specialized society. I mean, farmers do a great job at farming. They do the best job in the world, and they're experts in that. But they're not experts in every area, and in a lot of cases, money is you know, they trust people who that supposedly are experts on it. But you know what? Now is a time where I think people are starting to take back responsibility. They're seeing that, as a country, we've somewhat lost grip of our moral compass, as evidenced by, another dozen indictments on the New York Stock Exchange that came down in the news yesterday. So the scandals continue, and they probably will continue. Whether we'll see another Enron or something bigger than that, it remains to be seen. But more and more people are starting to want to take personal responsibility and understand what's going on, because it's not all that complicated. I mean, you call your group the Common Sense Coalition, and common sense is not as common as it used to be, but it is something that we're all born with a certain amount of it, and we can develop it, and by listening to the right voices. So we do feature people like Richard Russell, whose Tao Theory Letter, who's published 45 years, who goes on record saying that, gold is and always will be real money, no matter what the central bankers try to get you to think otherwise. And, they'd like us to think that debt is money. They'd like us to think that gambling is the way to get to wealth. I mean, we live in a world that tells us to do the absolute wrong thing for our own good, and we do it, and then wonder how it is that we've got record bankruptcies and all these types of problems. So we think that by applying some common sense, you can understand a little bit more about what's going on, that this new bull market in the 21st century is in stuff, commodities, tangibles, hogs, gold and oil and these kinds of things.
You mentioned gambling, and I see it constantly. And about the only place I ever shop is in a Quick Mart or someplace. But you'll go in there and you'll wait in line while somebody, some little lady, oftentimes comes in there with a monthly paycheck to buy lottery tickets with.
I know. It makes my heart sick when I see that, maybe with a couple of kids trailing behind, and I'm thinking they bought into the lie that that gambling is the only way that they got a shot at hitting wealth. And that is just a huge lie. that's perpetuated in almost every form of media, and you know, it hurts me to see that happening, because it's something that we've not trained our children, and the school system, forget about it. They're not going to, you know, they don't even teach you how to balance a checkbook, let alone to understand what money is. And so there's such a gaping need to understand a little bit of history, to understand a little bit of where we really are, and likelihood of where we might go in the future, that we try to assemble 10, 20 different articles into a 35-page magazine. And I guarantee if your audience will read it from cover to cover and listen to Craig talking about some of the really hard issues that we face right now, this whole Social Security reform thing, talking about the shift in investor sentiment and the debt explosion. But we try to present it in a way in which we can understand that in every crisis, there's always an opportunity.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Bob in Illinois. Hi, Bob, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Two things. Number one, you know, you're talking about...
Hey, Jeff, we're not getting Bob.
Hello?
I can hear him.
Are you there?
Bob, I can barely hear you.
Barely hear me.
Now I can.
Call back.
Now I can.
Got me now. Okay.
You bet.
Two things. You're talking about the prosperity here in the world. You know, the world says that we can borrow our way to prosperity. God's word in Proverbs says that you give your way to prosperity.
Yeah, we tried borrowing our way to prosperity back in the 1980s.
Right. But my question is this. In order for them to implement the dollar for the Americas, or the new currency that they've got coming, don't they first have to destroy our dollar and our economy?
Well, there are those that point out that, you know, that all of these meet in these financial summits that are global. I mean, they're global thinking. They're globalists. They want, you know, they'd like to see a central system where, you know, everything is in a central currency. And, of course, the dollar has served as that. But now the dollar is falling apart and dropping. And so, yeah, there's talk of, global currency that, that would be revalued. And who knows how many dollars it would take to have the equivalent of use in that. So, there are a lot of people who think it's in the best interest for the dollar to fall apart so that a new system can take over. And I think we need to be aware of that, too. Now, the euro isn't really much better. It's still just a piece of paper. They've got a fractional gold backing on the euro. But, then you have the Middle East folks that are talking about, why don't we just ace the whole system and put out a 100% gold-backed dinar currency that could sweep through the world, and we'll only take oil for that. And so the value of our money is so fluctuating. Even today there was an article out that kind of confirmed this whole gambling mentality. It said that the traders are now reversing their bets on the dollar because they think that some articles and some of the news has indicated that the dollar's decline is coming to an end, and now they're reversing their bets. It seems like that word bet, you listen to any of the financial shows and they're asking, what are the best bets for this year? Everything is a bet. Everything is a gamble to the financial community.
Let me add to that very quickly, because I know a little bit about the gambling boat at Boonville, Missouri. And I know at least one banker that has had so many people that are problem gamblers come in that he has the Gambling Anonymous telephone number on his telephone and say, if you're not going to call these people, we're going to have to call in your loan. It's that bad. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 8100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
And we have returned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your call's welcome. Henry in Oklahoma's gone, did you say, Jeff? He's no longer on the line. Let me make a comment here. I have a good friend, Dave, that has been saving silver dollars for a long, long time.
Uh-huh.
And he says, you know, I still hire help, good help, for a dollar an hour. But he says, I give them a silver dollar. And I've been looking back at some of this. Now, in your perspective here, you talk about gas coming, $5 gas coming soon. Do you realize that $1 will buy 2 gallons of $5 gas if it's a silver dollar?
You're absolutely right. And that perfectly illustrates how and why our whole vocabulary has taken a trip to the taxidermist. It looks the same, it feels the same, but it's stuffed with something very different. And that gives you a perfect example that a dollar is actually defined as a weight measurement of silver and gold, and yet today a dollar is a measurement of debt. I mean, debt is not anything that you can touch, taste, feel, etc. In fact, in the article just posted by Craig at WorldNet Daily, we point out that honest money has to have 4 minimum characteristics. Without these 4, it ain't money. And the characteristics are, 1, it has to be scarce. 2, it has to be divisible. 3, it has to be portable. And 4, it has to have a store of value. Well, for the last, you mentioned it, starting in 1913 when we went onto a central bank fractional banking system, the U.S. dollar at that point began to fail the test, and its status as a store of value began to decline. Now, it declined slowly while we still had a gold standard up until FDR in 1933 when the gold was recalled. And it still retained it up through the 60s when we had a silver backing for the dollar, like you're referring to, a silver dollar was a dollar. But today, a silver dollar is valued anywhere from as little as $6 or $7 to as much as hundreds of dollars, depending on the quality of it, because it has that still has the gold and, or the silver in it that gives it the value. And so what we're trying to say is that that the world is pretending that the dollar, as it exists today, as a dollar of debt, is the standard of all currencies and all assets. Is this crazy or what, Derry? I mean, we're taking something that has a value that's disintegrating before our eyes and saying it's the benchmark value for the rest of the assets. Even Alan Greenspan wouldn't deny that our modern system right now is not based on anything tangible. It's based on confidence. And that confidence is faltering. That's why the dollar has been sliding quite a bit since the year 2001. That's why the stock market's going nowhere. That's why virtually every commodity on Earth is rising right now. And it's no wonder that gold and silver coins are really becoming known as the real thing, as the real asset. So what I'd like to do in the next minute or so is give your people five steps that are...
Okay, let's take a break first. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Friends, now through the end of April, you can get a 50 by 50 foot steel span building for just $7,800. Why get a Quonset style metal building? Listen.
I'm just really familiar with this whole Quonset steel design from the Great White North. It's extremely popular up there because of the snow strength of these buildings. There's no wood to worry about. That steel just lives forever.
On our farm, a tornado hit. Every building on that farm was damaged but that Quonset hut. And so I say this in life, man, let's invest our money. Let's not spend it.
Strength, durability, and value. And through the end of April, get a 50 by 50 steel span building for just $7,800 on the web at amsteelspan.com. That's AM, short for American, steelspan.com. amsteelspan.com. Or call for details at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. There are two ways to do things, the hard way or the easy way. For example, I can go to my neighbor's house the hard way by going 23,999.5 miles to the west. Or I can go the easy way, which is just a half mile to the east. Both ways get me to the same place. One way is very expensive and time-consuming. The other way is quick and simple. It's the same way when it comes to protecting your private property rights. There's the hard way or the easy way. The hard way is to go it alone. The easy way is to join the Paragon Foundation. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas. Get a free copy of the Ecologic Powerhouse magazine and support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org. And we're in the home stretch. Let's go to Nebraska. Bo, hi, you're on the air, Bo.
Well, how you doing?
Good, good.
I work at a credit bureau, and anyway, I listened to these financial programs, and 2 years ago, there was a transfer of finances. Goldman Sachs, the oldest stock company in the United States, bought $23 million worth of gold, and then Warren Buffett bought $20 million worth of silver and a huge amount of gold. Now, when you see the biggies do that, you know something's coming off. I mean, when they transfer their wealth to gold and silver, and then they advise probably 15 to 20% either gold, buy gold and then silver for your portfolio, for insurance to back your assets. So, does that sound advisable?
Well, everybody's situation is different, and so I would say that the old European formula is simple, like 25% in stocks, 25% in bonds, 25% in real estate, 25% in cash and gold, because they were considered equivalent. So as much as 25% is certainly not out of the realm of what people should have. It's really a matter of just stepping back and saying, what assets do I really think will stand the test of time? You know, stocks in the final analysis are pieces of paper. They're promises, really not much different than our modern money system. I mean, 20 years from now, I shudder to think at what a dollar that I put away for my young daughter will be worth. But I don't shudder to think about what my gold and silver will be worth, because they always seem to maintain their buying power over time. And that a perfect example of that would be that back in the 30s, you could go into a clothing store and plunk down a $20 bill and buy a fine suit of clothing. You could also put the equivalent $20 gold piece down and still buy the same suit of clothes. Today, the $20 bill, you're lucky to get a tie. The $20 gold piece, just for its gold content, will still buy you a nice suit. And if you were smart enough to buy a really high quality one, you might even be able to buy, you know, several of them. So the point is that right now is a time in which we need to be shunning debt. We need to stop gambling. You know, one of your callers quoted the Bible. Proverbs is clear about it. It says that a godly man leaves an inheritance to his children and to his children's children. And I think that's what we need to be looking at with the privatization of Social Security, leaving an inheritance rather than leaving it in the government coffers to be, you know, wasted away. And now we've got a crisis on that end, too. So we need to begin to learn how to live within our means and maybe even below our means. The world tells us, bling, bling, we should live above our means. We should be, you know, we should be parading our wealth. But, you know, that's not really where we think you should be. We think we should be learning how to live under our means so that later on down the road we never have to live beyond our means. And, of course, diversifying assets, even the Bible has something to say about that, and putting it into seven or eight areas, for you do not know what disaster may befall the land, says Ecclesiastes. So tangible assets are in, paper is out, and the sooner that your listeners and the rest of the world wake up to that, the better we'll all be, and the sooner that we begin to shun debt and try to live within our means, the better we'll all be, too.
Are you still there, Bo?
Yeah. There was one lady praying, an intercessor, and she got that everything would be shaken, so the things that not be shaken would be revealed to mankind. The only thing that will not be shaken is the word of God. Then he said, she said, the economy go up and down, up and down, up and down, and finally a total collapse. Well, if that, we haven't seen a total collapse. We've seen a lot of up and downs. And with
well,
euro,
we have seen total collapses in certain countries.
Well, yeah,
Argentina,
right.
For example, Mexico has the same as collapsed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, Argentina collapsed after experiencing, you know, a great boom. They went through it, and they were in the top of the world, in the top 12 nations of wealth in the world, and then inflation hit it, and it ravaged the currency, it ravaged the culture, and then they spiraled down to, you know, near the bottom of the list. And you know, so there's, and a lot of it is based on this whole view that, you know, that
we have to keep up with the Joneses. But, hey, it's time for us to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Trails to you, keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you, till we meet again. Happy trails.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN.